Juneau City Manager Katie Kester shared the news at a Juneau Assembly Committee of the Whole meeting Monday night. She called the Army Corps' change of position to study a lake tap solution deeply frustrating.
So it was a really disheartening pivot that left us a little bit speechless, and I imagine also leaves you speechless.
The Army Corps has played a critical role in finding short and long-term solutions as the capital city faced catastrophic annual glacial outburst flooding that damaged hundreds of properties and threatened residents' safety in recent years. Late last year, the agency held a three-day closed-door meeting with federal and local agencies in Juneau, where they discussed five long-term options to prevent homes from flooding and ultimately picked one. The solution they landed on was to construct a lake tap, which is basically a tunnel through a mountain by the glacier that would steadily drain Suicide Basin so it doesn't burst. Shortly after the Army Corps announced its recommendation, city leaders, along with the U.S. Forest Service and the Central Council of the Klinkin-Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska, all announced their support for pursuing the solution. But Kester said that plan is in limbo following a meeting with the agency last week.
They rescinded all of the direction that they'd previously given to pursue a lake tap as the selected alternative, and basically said that they would continue to support flood fighting in the area for an undetermined amount of time.
Kester said she's still trying to piece together the why behind the Corps' actions and how it will impact developing a long-term solution.
We don't know. We don't understand why this change. Certainly the price tag is sobering. Also, we don't have a lot of information.
The lake tap was estimated to cost $613 million to complete. Kester asked residents to reach out to Alaska's congressional delegation to advocate for moving forward with the lake tap solution.
This community needs to be very singularly focused and together on what we need and demand for the survival of our community.
Kester's news came shortly after city engineers gave a presentation that shared more information about what they say is a sobering outlook for what could be in store in a worst-case scenario for future floods.
It is massive.
That's Denise Koch, the city's director of engineering and public works. Over the past 3 years, glacial outburst flooding has crested between 15 and 16.65 feet in the Mendenhall River. Last year, a temporary levee made of HESCO barriers protected hundreds of homes by a slim margin. The city does not know how the levee will perform if flood levels exceed 18 feet. Koch said new worst-case scenario data shows water peaking at 22.5 feet, with 118,000 cubic feet per second of water.
2,855 properties. That's the magnitude of what could be impacted by that worst-case scenario, Glof. It's hard to almost get your head around how many properties we're talking about impacting.
Koch said a worst-case flood would submerge most of the Mendenhall Valley if there isn't a way to stop the water.
We're talking about water crossing over Riverside Drive, moving east into the valley, crossing over Mendenhall Loop Road, getting into the Dredge Lakes area, also having impacts on the western side of the river, impacting the Mendenhall Wastewater Treatment Plant, having impacts to the airport.
Koch said the flood tap solution is the best solution to protect residents and properties in the Mendenhall Valley in the long term.
And the reasons that went into that being the preferred alternative is it has a very high likelihood of reducing that GLOF risk.
City officials say the Army Corps will still pay for the installation of a second phase of HESCO barriers ahead of this year's expected flood. Kester said she will be meeting with the agency this week to learn more about next steps. She said the collaboration with the Corps is critical for the future of flood fighting. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.